As the beloved Master Jesus speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to take command of the outer self of each one, prepare us, hold us perfectly at ease, and see that we absorb everything he wants to give us tonight to make us the victory of his own heart's flame to life, and fulfill our every call in outer physical conditions until this world has become his, the Ascended Master octave of perfection for eternity, invincible forever. Beloved of my heart, tonight, in your call for the love of the sacred fire to come into the physical conditions of this world, I wish to thank you for cooperating with that which my heart wants to do for life, and I know your hearts want to do for the life of this world and all life that is near and dear to you. In the great cosmic law of cause and effect, the sacred fire's love is the master hand of creation. It is the master power to change all things here into the greater perfection that is the divine way of life. And when long ago we offer you the use of our Ascended Master Consciousness, if you will remember that as frequently as possible and charge it into yourselves and into the activities of the outer world, you will find it will give you victory everywhere you apply it. Our Ascended Master Consciousness is the mastery of all energy in this world. Our Ascended Master Consciousness is the all-controlling perfection of our sacred fire love. And therefore, when you contact anything in the outer world that does not yield you the perfection of the divine plan fulfilled, it needs the sacred fire of our love to make it perfect. If mankind has created conditions in this world that are less than perfection, then our sacred fire love is the perfection that changes them into that which expresses the fulfillment of the divine plan. And this is one reason I gave to those who were with me in the time of my ministry that statement, "Lo, I am with you always." I gave them my love. My love was what produced the miracles I performed. That love is the sacred fire life from the beloved mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Host. Therefore, when you call forth the Ascended Master's Consciousness into any condition to produce perfection for you, keep the intellect reminded that our consciousness does not contain anything but sacred fire love. So when we offer you the use of our Ascended Master Consciousness, we offer you the use of our love, which has made us master over all in this world. And if you will use it, it will make you master over this world. And I hope you will use it. Thank you so much. And no matter what is wrong in this world, it needs our ascended master's sacred fire love to make it right. Then do you not see how necessary it is that mankind understands the reality and the existence of the beloved I Am presence and understands how to use the great command of life, understands what the sacred fire is in order to use it. And regardless of what mankind has created in outer world conditions, our ascended master consciousness is master of it. Our ascended master consciousness is the sacred fire power from the great central sun. And that is our love of our life by which we gain the ascension, by which we have continued to produce miracles in this world for the freedom of life here, and by which we accomplish the great cosmic work of creation in our present ascended master octave. It is the sacred fire love of our life that is the perfection of manifestation. And unless mankind will use some consciousness from the ascended master's octave, the conditions of this world cannot be consumed or changed into eternal perfection. Our sacred fire love is our eternal life. Our eternal life is perfection of all life. So wherever we abide, we give the love of our life to the universe around us, that perfection may be everywhere, invincible and forever expanding its blessing and happiness to the universe around it. From this hour, I hope, whenever you lack for anything, you will remember to send the love of your own heart, your life stream, to your presence. And then, calling our ascended master consciousness of what the sacred fire love is in our octave, draw it into outer physical conditions and demand its power to bring our perfection here, expand it forever, and make it invincible against misuse. There isn't a thing in this world that is of human creation that cannot be purified and compelled to produce perfection by the sacred fire love of the ascended master's octave. When you realize in our great octave of life, we have magnificent temples of such magnitude, you can scarcely comprehend it with the outer intellect. That is the focus of the sacred fire power from the great central sun to which we draw your attention. That is the focus of our life's love that has drawn that sacred fire into those temples, that we may pour it to the earth, pour it to the system, pour it to all life everywhere, as the happiness and the ever-expanding perfection of our life in its blessing to the great infinite scheme of creation. And when I took that vow, gave it to life, to raise all in this world into the same great perfection to which I knew I was entering. And then, until that is completely accomplished on this earth, I shall plead with you all to use my sacred fire love of my consciousness of what I want this world to become as it is raised into the ascended master's octave for eternity. And it can only be raised by our sacred fire love. It can only be purified by our sacred fire love. It can only be changed by our ascended master consciousness. Do you not see how necessary the ascended hosts are to the unascended mankind of this world? And do you not see how the people must awaken and understand the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, must understand the activity of sacred fire love, if there is to come any release from the distress human beings have created in this world? We have offered down through the centuries. We have offered our life and our perfection. But people have not wanted to use our love. Now I come to the power that this is to your life. You might, in handling conditions of the outer world, when there is battle between personalities, your feeling under that stress of conditions does not want to love that with which you have to deal. Your feeling does not want to love so as to produce harmony in conditions that are distressing. And don't you see, when we offer you our ascended master sacred fire love of our consciousness, we are not concerned with the hatred or the battle between personalities that creates discord. We are not concerned with that. Our sacred fire love goes into it and consumes it. And the only thing we have to deal with is the greater perfection of life from the mighty I Am presence in the ascended host. And this is the secret of forgiveness. This is our mercy to life. This is the great transmuting power of the sacred fires, purifying love to life. This is power that unascended beings can never oppose. I could come in the ascended master body that is now mine. I could come and stand in front of every human being who hates me. And I could compel that hate, annihilate it by one wave of my heart's sacred fire love. That is the power of our forgiveness and our mercy to life. For life cannot be free from distress in this world or any other, except by the use of our sacred fire love. That's what it means to understand this law of the cosmic Christ. That is what it means to understand that the beloved I Am presence is that sacred fire love. The master presence of all creation that has manifested infinite systems of worlds. So when you feel that you cannot pour love into a situation, the harmony that is necessary to accomplish that which is constructive, when you feel you cannot do that yourselves, call our sacred fire love of the ascended master's victory and power of the cosmic blue lightning Christ love into the condition, and we can send the sacred fire love there. We can pour it into the energy and the life and the substance of the condition to consume what you cannot consume in the outer physical self. So if you care to forgive mankind's mistakes, if you care to be the presence of mercy to life, if you care to be the peace-commanding, healing presence to the life in this world, after your call goes to your beloved I Am presence, if you ask that everything be changed by our ascended master, sacred fire love, and the cosmic Christ blue lightning law of almighty authority and control of the condition, you can set it into action, and we release the sacred fire that changes the condition. I trust you will understand me tonight. I trust you will use this which we offer, for we are trying to awaken as many as possible to the use of this power in outer world conditions while there is yet time. And I hope I have made it clear to you tonight. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated and just remain so. Now, when there are conditions in the outer world's activities that are the accumulation of destruction and hatred, viciousness, of many, many years standing, it must be consumed by the fire element. You, in the personal self, cannot go into those conditions of long standing and consume them. But you can call to us to flood into the condition our sacred fire love, and by the authority and power of the cosmic Christ blue lightning law of infinite manifestation, demand the purification that compels evil to cease to be. Remember this always. Call the cosmic Christ blue lightning law into physical action, and our ascended master's sacred fire love, and that compels evil to cease to be. You command it. You demand that evil be forever consumed by the cosmic Christ law of eternity, the blue lightning purity and almighty authority of manifestation, and demand that our sacred fire love consume and take the place of all hatred in this world and everything that is not the God creation of perfection is some form of hatred, because it is a lack of sacred fire love that produces perfection. So do you not see how necessary it is to understand this law, how necessary it is to use it to correct conditions, how necessary it is to fill your nation with it if your nation is to survive? And it is just as necessary for you as individuals to fill yourselves, your beings, and your worlds with our sacred fire love in order to survive in this world and hold your victory against the discord by which you're surrounded. So our ascended master consciousness must be called into the physical conditions that mankind's human consciousness has created. Therefore, no matter what needs correction, our ascended master consciousness of sacred fire love contains all the wisdom, all the power, and all the action of the sacred fire necessary to do away with the human and replace it by the great divine plan's fulfillment from our octave and manifest our heaven on earth. And I assure you, the manifestation of that which brings peace and perfection to this world can never come from anywhere except ascended master love. And I wish to explain here, when you think of your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, just remember the love from your beloved I Am presence is ascended master love, because its love has never been contaminated by human discord. Everything it gives you is perfection. So when you want conditions changed in this world, call our ascended master sacred fire love into everything that needs perfecting, and command the consuming of everything that is of human creation, and command the building of everything that fulfills the divine plan, manifests our heaven on earth, and is our authority, our protection, power, and control of whatever you wish to bring into existence in this world to fulfill the great divine plan. How do you suppose I healed during the time of my ministry all that needs to be healed is a lack of sacred fire love, and I supplied that by my call to the ascended master's octave, and it answered me with the miracles that blessed life. And so it is with you. There is but the one law. You can bring it into use in this world just as well as I could. Miracles have been manifesting in this world throughout the ages, and always will. And you may have all the miracles manifested your heart's good call for. As you begin to use constantly in all outer conditions the ascended master's sacred fire of love that will not permit human creation to exist longer. So I come to offer this to you, for it is the raising power of the sacred fire by which one day all in this world will be purified and raised into our ascended master octave, and it must be done by our sacred fire love, which is the only power to produce perfection. You can be perfectionists of the highest order as you draw this into your outer physical world conditions, and no matter what the problem is, if you will flood it with our ascended master's sacred fire love and command that condition to become our perfection, so shall it be established unto you. So can we give you that which the great central sun gives us. So go forward and live in our world of sacred fire love. The more difficult conditions are in this world, the more you need to call it into physical things, physical action, physical affairs, into all physical consciousness. For then our sacred fire love can consume it, and it will lift from you the problems and the limitations that have bound you through the ages, and now you must be set free from those things that are not the God creations that fulfill the divine plan. So I trust my love will be very practical if you will use it. And you know not yet what that call of this messenger meant in the beginning of this instruction, when she kept saying, "My ascended Jesus Christ mind." You too can call into outer action my ascended Jesus Christ sacred fire love that forbids hate to exist, that prevents discord, that reveals perfection, and that makes you victorious over all in this world as it made me victorious over all in this world. So let us go forward together. And in the use of this, you will become the raising consciousness that helps to fulfill the great plan of life to raise all into the ascended master's octave of perfection in the victory of the ascension. I'm the only power in all eternity that will ever do it. Is your use of our sacred fire love by your call to your beloved I Am presence first, and then to us, and the sacred fire can come into this world and forever set all free and raise the earth itself into the sun presence of our world of eternal peace, invincible love, and everlasting power to produce perfection that brings only happiness to all life everywhere forever. Now you know, when I pour you my love, what I meant when I said, "Lo, I am with you always." For I am that love that mastered this world and is still master of this world, and will master anything in this world when you call it into the physical conditions of the world around you, into all physical action, and let it reveal the perfection that life wants to bestow everywhere life exists. May you go forward and use it now, and have your freedom and give freedom to the life around you, until our love becomes the law of this world and its manifestations have forever set all free in the victory of the ascension. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved Master Jesus, thank you for the love you poured to life down through the centuries. Now clothe us in your luminous presence wherever we abide. Make us a sun presence of your victory, of your sacred fire love. And you hold command through us of all conditions wherever we abide, until all become your perfection of eternity. And we thank you. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascended master, sacred fire love, into all outer physical conditions that it forces all human creation to cease existence everywhere as quickly as possible. And we thank thee. May love and daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know will make us the victory for which we call, and remind us constantly to use this that we may render the greatest service possible. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved daddy. Thank you, mighty Master Jesus, and all who minister with you to the earth. Beloved Mary, and all the angelic hosts, hold these, the beloved of the light, close in your own heart's flame, and make each one of us a sun presence of your ascended Jesus Christ, sacred fire love, in such cosmic Christ blue lightning power of the cosmic laws command to the earth, that wherever we abide, your mastery takes dominion for eternity and compels life forever purified and set free as quickly as possible. And great beings, the seven mighty Elohim of creation, clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one in the sevenfold flame of thought. In cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress wherever we abide. The ascended masters, ascended Jesus Christ, sacred fire of love, in such power, the human creation of mankind can no longer be allowed to exist anywhere for any reason, and we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Our beloved, mighty I Am, Saint Germain, Jesus, Daddy, Nada, and the great divine director, all the ascended masters, the angelic hosts, the cosmic beings, and the force of the elements.
Our beloved Mom,
our beloved Don Virginia, our beloved staff, our beloved messengers, all our beloved, invincible, God, victorious attorneys and accountants, all of the group leaders and I Am students throughout the world, and our own beloved United States of America, and the three Americas too, forever, forever, and forever. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved, mighty I Am presence, all the ascended hosts, and our beloved Master Jesus, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it with the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame for which we've called, of the ascended master's sacred fire love in his ascended Jesus Christ, Cosmic Christ blue lightning, law to the earth of cosmic Christ blue lightning force and power of his eternal purity. Let his sacred fire love take dominion and forever compel perfection manifest. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raise, purify, illumine, and use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire, and now all the cosmic Christ blue lightning laws, sacred fire love from the ascended masters of you that moves into physical conditions, the almighty control by the ascended host of all in this world for eternity. We thank you.